Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny with you on The Fan. Thanks a ton, as always, for listening to this show. We know you've got plenty of options. Means a lot. Noon, your Beltway Blitz. We jam-pack a lot of DC sports content into one segment, ideally on your lunch break. 1 o'clock today. Tip of the cap to Dar. You got Ian Rappaport on the show for us. Rap Sheet of NFL Network broke the story on Thursday, if you want to say that, that the Redskins are not sold on paying Kirk Cousins. Don't know what they're going to do.
They need five more games.
But yeah, they need more time, which seems ridiculous. But the part of that story that drove me crazy is he basically said they've ruled out the transition tag. I started to write a blog on my website last night. I wanted to just do something really quick. It turned into a 1,500-word piece on why the transition tag is smarter than the franchise tag this time around. Need to talk to Rappaport about that. So he's going to be on the show at 1. We're going to discuss that. Looking forward to that conversation. Make sure you're listening at 1 o'clock. Before we get to our double play, though, last night the college football playoff rankings came out. Here is your top four. Clemson, winners of 5 in a row, 11-1. Have lost twice in the regular season under Dabo Sweeney, top in the country.
Yeah.
No complaints?
No issue there. Decent schedule, everything, resume checks out to me.
Number two was Auburn after their win over Alabama, leapfrogging unbeaten Wisconsin, and maybe more importantly, 11-1 Oklahoma. Surprised some people because they are 10-2. I actually thought Auburn should be third behind Oklahoma. They just flipped those two teams. Wisconsin was fourth. You okay with Auburn, a two-loss team, being ahead of Oklahoma? They have the two best wins of any of the big teams in college football this year.
I'd have had Oklahoma two as well. I'm not, you know, carrying a torch here for this thing. Here's why I think they did that. That tells you it's trying to give that much more credibility to Alabama, if that makes any sense. So they're basically saying that whoever wins this SEC title game between them and Georgia, right? Let's say Auburn wins. I think it sets the stage for Alabama to sneak in as the fourth team. I think that's what this little my little conspiracy theory
really
is. They want Alabama in this. So if Auburn is third, right, and they lose to Georgia, and then Georgia's going to jump, is going to leapfrog and sneak in. But if Auburn wins, it basically says this is how great these guys all are, and Alabama's one loss ain't bad. So they'll be your fourth team.
How's it different? Just because you would say Alabama lost to the number two team in the country, but
yes.
But is that different than losing to the number three team with the same resume?
Yes. And I know it sounds a little funky,
but
if Oklahoma's two, it means they're now locks. Your third and fourth teams are basically going to come from either if Wisconsin holds serve against Ohio State, which we'll get to, then they're going to be in. But if Auburn loses, it lets Alabama sneak in.
Auburn lost. They're out, obviously, three-loss team. Wisconsin lost. They've got Ohio State this weekend. They're out as a 12-1 team. So Alabama and Georgia would benefit as the two teams that are in, with Oklahoma and Clemson at that point. The guy that runs the college football playoff committee is the athletic director at Texas Tech in Lubbock, and that's Kirby Hocut. He was on ESPN last night for their release show, mm-hmm. which they drag out for an hour and a half. It's entertaining.
It's amazing
television,
how long they take.
But they take so long to do it. And he talked about his committee getting it right in the top four.
We did believe this week that we've got the top four teams identified. We felt like we had the top four teams there. We talked about the sequencing, the ranking this week. Believe that we've got that correct. But yes, this week there were a clear cut in the four top teams in the country with the selection committee's discussion.
The cut here that we want to play next that I loved from last night is, it was a great question, basically about the perception out there, and you have this perception, you just outlined it,
mm-hmm.
that the committee will play favorites and somehow crowbar Ohio State or Alabama in over, let's say, Georgia or someone who might be more deserving, depending on how the final weekend goes.
Brand name teams, that does not come up at all in our selection committee room, which is right Behind me, our charge is to find the four very best teams. And like you said, before I came on, I heard the segment that we've got some great matchups this weekend. We've got some great championship games, and the selection committee looks forward to watching those games together. This is the one time during the season that we get together to watch these games. So we'll look forward to that like y'all will. And at the same time, then we'll come into this committee room behind me on Saturday night, again on Sunday morning, and we will rank these teams, and we won't leave until we're sure we've got the four best teams in the country identified.
Hocut last night on ESPN. Do you believe him when he says this is about finding the best four, that we are not going to use brand name schools in any way unfairly?
100% no. I don't believe that at all. This is
we're going to find out.
This is the business arm of the NCAA. If it's, you know, the amount of power wielded by these major conferences when they've got a chance to get entrance, the idea that the SEC would get two, and one of those is college football royalty in Alabama. Whether you're an Alabama fan or not, they're like the Dallas Cowboys in the sense that you want to see them lose, you want to see them win. One way or the other, people are going to tune in to what Alabama's doing and Nick Saban and company. I firmly believe that they want one of their big brand name schools to make it. Not that Clemson's small time, Oklahoma's small time, but there's a different level when you start talking about Ohio State and Alabama. I really do believe that they are desperate to get one of those teams in there.
It is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Went and saw the movie Wonder yesterday.
Ooh.
Have you heard about this?
No, no file.
I don't think you'd like it very much.
Okay.
Julia Roberts plays the mom. Owen Wilson plays the dad.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. And he is Owen Wilson in the movie.
Is he just Owen Wilson the whole
time? Like, he left the set of Wedding Crashers and became the husband to Julia Roberts and the father of this kid.
But just kind of buffoonish. I'm almost doing it right, but somehow it went wrong.
So a lot of people are, this is a critically acclaimed movie, saying that it's going to be one of the better movies that comes out this holiday season. Basically what it is, it's a heartwarming tale, if you will, Danny. I know you're into those.
Yes.
There is a kid, this son, you've probably seen the trailers, he's had 27 surgeries on his face. He's basically, from his birth, needed all these surgeries to survive, and just has a terrible upbringing because kids are so mean.
It's heavy stuff.
Yes, because nothing about this kid looks quote-unquote normal. But the whole point of the movie is that you got to find the good in people, and even the people that are mean to him have things going on in their lives, as you find out, and the story's told through everyone's different perspective on what they're dealing with.
Mm.
So even if they're good-looking and look the way quote-unquote is normal, they've got their own problems. It's like a family movie. We took the kids that my fiance watches because they read the book in school. But it's definitely a good family movie if you've got kids to go see over the holiday.
Is it a PG situation?
It is, I believe, PG on the dot. Not even a PG-13. There's no bad language. It's about an hour and 50 runtime. If you're going to a movie this weekend, it's worth your time. If you're going with your boys, this is not the movie to see with you, with them, rather. But I actually really liked it. It was kind of fun and funny, but it was, man, it got a little dusty in the theater a couple times.
I bet it got dusty back in the
region. I cry watching movies generally, do you?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
So she cried 7 times probably next to me. I didn't cry, but there were a couple times where I had that little feeling in the back of my throat.
So if I've watched the previous 7-8 minutes, even more so, of Field of Dreams, when he asks his dad if he wants to have a catch, I cry every time. I cried during Star Wars, Force Awakens, multiple times, like when I saw the Millennium Falcon for the first time. I cry in movies. I definitely do.
Last movie you cried at other than Star Wars?
In a theater?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you remember having a good cry?
No, I couldn't pull it. But definitely cried during Star Wars multiple times.
I remember you came in the next day and told us it was like 4 times.
7 times, actually. 7 was the number. 7.
I hear there's another Star Wars coming out.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that because I heard you yelling about it out there a minute ago.
That's what I was doing.
What are you lobbying for? What are you trying to do?
I want to see it. And I want it to be early. I want to know, and I want other people not to know. I want to have a few moments of revel where I know what happened in the new Star Wars movie and no one else does.
You went last time with a listener like the first night. Is that not good enough?
No, it's not. I need what happened for Rogue One to happen again. I don't ask for much. That's not true. I feel like I ask for a lot. This is something I actually consider important. I don't do the, like, I'm a big radio silly, give me something. It's not something I'm prepared to do. I don't think that's true. I feel uncomfortable with asks. Here's what I'm asking. I went and approached our events people, our buddy Tim Yoro and Darius, who do an awesome job. I said, is there anything that can happen where I get to see Star Wars before everyone else? I got to do it with Rogue One. A bunch of folks that worked at the station were there. There was a promotion. I saw it Wednesday. The rest of the world had to wait till Thursday. If there's anything like that, I want it.
Remember the last Star Wars I got to see early.
You pretended that you were going to see it early, and you deked me for over a month, and it was great. It was a great prank. But I wasn't mad because it meant I still got to see Star Wars before everyone else. That's all I'm asking. If there's a way for it to happen, let's let it happen. If anybody has the ability to do that, let's do that together. Otherwise, I'll just buy Thursday tickets like the rest of the world. In fact, I already have. And I'm seeing it Thursday and Friday with two different groups of people. I need it early.
When does the movie come out?
December 15th is their worldwide release.
Oh, we're closing in on it.
Yeah, less than 3 weeks.
I thought this was like 8 months away.
Oh, no. Now, Infinity War, which I was going to talk about for my double play, I'll probably do that tomorrow. That's in May. First trailer dropped today. And whoa, buddy, there's a lot happening.
That I'm in on. That, like the rest of the Avengers movies, I'm excited about.
It's a busy cast, dude. There's a lot of people in it. And I don't know how you do, you serve your proper service to everybody.
Bet it's going
to
be great.
But they've taken the time to develop each one of these characters individually. That's why it's going to work.
Beltway Blitz at noon on Grant and Danny. We will get into the Redskins Cowboys injury reports at 12:18 because, yeah, Washington is banged up. Dallas could be missing some key pieces tomorrow night as well. You're listening to The Fan.
Folks, Danny Ruggiero here for my guys at Ted Bridgeford. Go see him. You got to do it. You got to do it because here's why. You're going to get a great car. You're going to get that great car at a terrific price. And you're going to get great customer care and customer service. I'll go into this for a second here. You know what time it is. It's what day is it? I mean, the 29th day of November. Does that sound right to you? We've had Thanksgiving. It means December's knocking on the door. The year is almost over. That means the 2017s that are on the lot, they've had a good run, but it's time for them to go because the 2018s are sitting in a warehouse waiting to come over and hang out on that lot. They have to go, the 2017s do, which means you get an unbelievable deal on those 2017s. 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash right now on 2017 versions of the Focus, the Fusion, just like mine, Mustang, Taurus, Escape, Flex, Explorer, Expedition, and the F-150, plus an extra $1,000 military and veteran rebate to all those who serve or have served, family members living with them. You get an extra $1,000 on top of the $1,000. Great deals abound. Plus, when you buy from Ted Britt Ford, you get Ted Britt for life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage, new pre-owned, anything under 100,000 miles, you get the care, baby. Go see him at Ted Britt Ford in Fairfax or Chantilly and tell him Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.